Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to, right? So head over to the website, therealside.com. God, I'll wait. Head over there. And once you get there, this is what I want you to do, okay? Seriously. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. You need to read the articles. You need to comment on the articles. And when I say that, I mean, you know, we post them up there. They're not all ours, but still, I go looking for the ones I think you're going to be interested in. The ones that you probably wouldn't go find on your own. If you want information on the show, you want to find out who's coming on and what we're going to be talking about, just give me your email. I send it out once a week. Do not beat you up about it. If you want notice that the show's coming on, then simply text TRS to 77222. TRS is 77222. Now, some of you know that I am in the area. Well, that's exciting. Some of you know I'm in the area where Katie Hill was running for office. And I am reaching out to some of the candidates to get them on to speak about their candidacy, why they should be voted in. You know, why them? Put it that way. So, I'm hoping, again, I'm going to allow them to call in as they can, or to make the time as they can. So I'm not going to do them all in one night. So you're going to have to pay attention. You have to be on your toes if you want to hear what they have to say. All right. And even if you don't want to hear what they have to say, you're going to hear what I have to say. Seriously. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I love the stories that you're sending me. Don't stop sending me some of the crazy stuff. Because I'm right there with you. So, you know, Kamala Harris, she dropped out of the race today. God bless America, right? And I think this is hilarious. I mean, you talk about the hate, that just the bubbling hate that these people have. Right? I mean, so here you go. She's actually, she went after Trump right after she said that was it, she was done. And she said, I'll see you at your trial. This is how much she hates him. This is how ignorant these people are, because if he's as bad as they say he is, the people will replace him in November. That's number one. Number two is, she couldn't get any traction because she's not much different than Hillary Clinton. She couldn't make a connection. She has no warm side. There is no connection for her. When you listen to some of the people that worked for her, that work around her, she's cold. She doesn't connect. Her campaign was totally dysfunctional. And this woman wanted to run for president? Seriously? No, really, think about it. And that's why she had to throw in the towel. She can't raise money. She's not connecting. She's not drawing crowds. All she's doing is she gets up on stage or she gets in front of a crowd, she puts down Trump. What is this? Is this president of the... Maybe she was confused. That's it. She was running for president of the Put Down Trump Club. Right? This is 2 months out. And of the Iowa caucuses, anyway. And she withdrew today. She didn't withdraw. What do they call it now? She's suspending. I don't even know what that means. She's suspending her race. Right? I mean, she's joining now a growing team of Democrats dropping out because they can't get any traction. In her party message, Harris cited the lack of financial resources, saying, "I'm not a billionaire." No, you couldn't even get people to give you money. Forget the billionaires. See, forget what they're doing. It's easy to pick on the other person. It's easy to go off on the other person. Right? I mean, Michael Bloomberg. I mean, I don't know the guy. I don't like some of his policies he tried to introduce in New York. You know, he thinks he's Big Daddy and he can tell you what to do and how to do it. And last week I didn't even touch on it because I didn't want to. When he went off on how poor people shouldn't have money because they wouldn't know how to handle it and they'd buy all the stuff that was bad for them. When does he get to decide that? She went on to say it's true that campaigns require resources to remain competitive. You know, but being rich is not a crime. Yeah, and again, you go back to she is trying to raise money. She was on the phone trying to raise money. She was working, and she's working a heck of a lot more than Hillary did. But she could never connect. She had no wins in her past, her legislative past, her past as the AG here in California. Not a good history. She is definitely not for the people. She is for Kamala Harris. Political donors want to contribute to, you know, they want to go after winning causes. They want to be on the winning side of things. No one's going to keep throwing money after to her campaign when she can't get any traction. I mean, Bloomberg caught up to her, what, 2 weeks? Polling at the same level. It's not because of his money. She had nothing to offer. You know, and her... Listen, I never thought she was going to make it. You know what? I've said it on the show. She had stalled in the polls, right? I mean, even some of the mainstream media outlets were saying that, you know, she's done. And there's a whole bunch of stuff on her that people would love to bring out if she started really gaining some traction. Joe Messina, your host, this is Real Side on GTN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen. Baby, baby.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, just being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, as I like to say, because it's gotten to the point now that all we're doing is yelling at each other. And earlier today, I was on another show, and on that show, the guy, that was great, the guy accused me, you know, of being a climate denier and a white supremacist, and I'm going, come on, dude, really? I mean, this is like every catchphrase known to mankind. Can we just talk, or would that be a lot to ask? And that's what happens. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk about what's going on. We don't talk about our real feelings because we might hurt somebody else. We don't really care that we're not able to move forward because we can't discuss anything. It's craziness. And don't let them do that to you. Open your mouth and say something. If you want to be If you want text alerts for the show, the easiest way to do that is just to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Okay, as I said to you earlier, the I live in the area, California's 25th district, for congressional district, where Katie Hill resigned, and which is really very confusing as to how we're going to choose the person to replace her in the interim, and then the permanent replacement for her, if you would. But even so, that seat was flipped from 100 years of being Republican. You know, I'm overstating that, obviously, but from being solid Republican to Democrat. And the Dems think it's because of the mindset differences, the difference of the demographics. I don't buy that. I live in that area. I have a whole different feeling on that. But I've reached out to several of the candidates and said, hey, you're more than welcome to come on the show. And the first person to call me back or get back to me is Mike Garcia, running for the 25th Congressional District here in California. Mike, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me, and thanks for the opportunity.
All right, so let's just cut right to the chase, as they say. Now, this is the first time you've run for office, is it not?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The first time I've run for office. I served in the military for close to 18 years of my life, and I've been in aerospace as an executive for the last 10 years now, and been in the district pretty much all of my life, but this is the first time I'm running for political office. Yep.
All right, so you sit on the couch one night and you're saying, look, I really want to have the tar knocked out of me, so I think what I'll do is go run for office. And what was that moment? Were you reading the Sunday paper? Were you watching something in the news? When did you sit back and say, hey, you know what? It's time for me to serve in a different way, and this is the way.
Yeah, and it was an evolution, really, over the course of probably 3 months. And it started when, frankly, I saw the first Katie Hill commercial during the last election cycle when she was running against Steve Knight. And what I saw on TV was represented as a moderate, kind of the girl next door. And when I started doing the homework and digging into, her background and what she stood for and where she had come from, I started to realize early on that she wasn't qualified, frankly, and that this was a facade that, frankly, the Democrat Party, the far left, was trying to sell to the 25th district. And I agree with your assessment. I don't think the demographics of our district have changed that dramatically, and I think they were taking advantage of several environmental conditions that were going on at the time, and they were taking advantage of the fact that Steve Knight, frankly, was vulnerable and wasn't aggressive. And when she won on the heels of her winning, I did literally talk to my wife, Rebecca, the next day, and I said, hey, this may affect us. And, she looked at me and, kind of gave me that, okay, what are you thinking, now? And I said, look, there's very few people that I think would be willing to do something like this who, frankly, are qualified to represent us. And, I'm in a position where financially we can take on this kind of challenge. And, we have a great family structure, and both of our parents are here in the district with us. And even though we have two young kids, we're still blessed to be in a position to be able to not only run for Congress, but when we win, be able to support the lifestyle. And when you look at the history of our country, there's very few moments in our history, in my opinion, that are as important as this one. And, that requires people to step up at the right time and actually be willing to fight for their country. So, really, it really was a call to serve, and it was a call to action to do the right thing for the nation. And, I had no idea, obviously, that the Katie Hill situation would evolve the way it did, as dramatically as it did, but I did, I did recognize early that there wasn't substance there, and we needed to be able to, have an option besides that far left representation. So it was about 3 months of looking at all the data and the forensics, and where I come from, you don't just jump into a fight and not have a plan. I wanted to make sure we could win. I wanted to make sure that I could win, and then I wanted to make sure we had a plan. So it was about a 3 or 4 month deliberation process before we launched in April.
So let me ask you, you know, I mean, looking at your about elect Mike Garcia, you're a military guy. You've been in the military for quite some time, my concern or some people's concerns would be, hey, you're going to be for big bucks for the military. You're going to be for, you know, being into these wars. You're going to be for pulling our troops back. Well, what are you going to stand for? I mean, you even work for a company that does work with the military.
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, I'm an American, you know, and I'm, you know, frankly, a patriot, and I've studied our history. I've looked at the ebb and flow of investment in our military, and frankly, since 9/11, our country has been underfunded, you know, in terms of military and national security. We've been involved in 3 to 4 fronts around the world at any given time since 9/11, and frankly, under the Obama administration, they didn't spend enough money making sure that our troops were getting the resources that they needed. So I do believe that we need to reinvest in our military. I do believe that we need to modernize and try to keep pace with Russia and China. They have outpaced us on the modernization side of things. The technologies that they're bringing to the forefront are above and beyond ours in many situations, like cybersecurity and hypersonics. So that's a big piece of it. But you know, first and foremost, not only am I an American who served in the military, but I've also been in business, and I am a businessman, you know, for the last really 15 years as both a real estate businessman, but also as an aerospace executive. And frankly, I see real time in my current position as an aerospace executive a lot of opportunities to improve the efficiencies and actually get a lot of bureaucracy and red tape and inefficiencies out of the system. So, you know, I'm certainly not a warmonger. You know, to me, as someone who served in combat, the best solution is to not go to war. But
yep.
Exactly. And peace through strength is a real thing. So
we got to go for a break unless you want to pay the bills. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Mike Garcia, candidate for Congress in the 25th Congressional District of California, is with us. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Kamala Harris told supporters that she's ending her bid for the 2020 Democratic presidential campaign. An abrupt close to a candidacy
that held historic potential.
And over the last few days, I have come to one of the hardest decisions of my life. So here's the deal, guys. My campaign for president simply does not have the financial resources we need to continue. I'm not a billionaire. I can't fund my own campaign. And as the campaign has gone on, it has become harder and harder to raise the money we need to compete.
A senior campaign aide said Harris made the decision after discussing the path forward with her family over the Thanksgiving holiday. Harris suffered from what allies and critics viewed as an inconsistent pitch to voters. Her slogan, "For the People," referenced her career as a prosecutor, a record that was viewed skeptically by the party's most progressive voters. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting. Just being part of the conversation, really. And that's what I want you. I want you to be part of the conversation. Because the only way we get anything done is if we converse. And not yell at each other. Just strictly converse, seriously. So, as many of you know, the show originates out of California. And the area that we're in is a congressional area known as, the 25th District here in California. And that's where Katie Hill had her seat. And her short reign of like 9 months, I guess it was, right around there. And again, to points that have been made earlier on this show, over the last few months and even tonight, this was not her gig. This was not what we were sold. She was not the package that we were given, if you would. So now the seat's open, and we've got people vying for the seats. We have Mike Garcia, who's on the phone with me right now. We have Steve Knight, who's trying to get the seat as well. And George Papadopoulos, who also wants to come on the show here shortly, and we'll find out what he has to say about the seat. And, one of my irritants is people who don't live in the district, and I know that'll make some people cringe, but if you don't know our culture, if you don't know who we are, if you don't understand the area, why do I want you to represent me? Remember, it's a representative form of government. It's not a dictatorial form of government. So when we elect you to represent us, all of us, and if you don't know us, and if you're not here, then you can't do it. If you live in Hollywood or downtown L.A., and you want to represent the area that I live in, they might as well be two different galaxies. We don't have the same needs. We don't have the same issues. That's why it's important to make sure that you're electing somebody who represents you. Mike Garcia joins me. Mike, thanks for being with me. He's a candidate for the Congressional District. So, we were talking about, we're going to move on. We're going to talk about now security. And we're talking about that thing that makes everybody nuts and crazy, which is the wall. And it's not just a wall, I realize. People love to throw that out there. And you notice how it's died down? It's died away, even though there's been work been done. And my understanding now is that border crossings have taken a nosedive. And when I say a nosedive, I'm talking like 56% in some areas. This is a big deal that people need to understand. And it's not just a wall. There's so much more to it. Mike, where are you at on national security, whether it's border walls, more ICE agents. Where are you at with that?
Well, you know, and I've actually been down to the wall, so let me just make a statement real quick about your first point about, you know, being a representative of the district and living in the district. I think it's a slap in the face to the people of the 25th district when someone who doesn't live here says that they can do a better job representing us because they understand the federal picture. There's 714,000 people that live in this district, and there's certainly people who understand the federal issues, you know, and I definitely believe I'm one of them. So I think you can have someone in the district who knows the district represent you and still be able to understand the macro federal issues and geopolitical issues around the world. So that'll be something we talk about. On the border, you know, I'm a big facts and data guy, and I obviously support building the physical barrier. I call it a physical barrier because it's not just a wall. There is actually two fence lines behind the wall that the president's building. But while I supported that, I still wanted to get the facts and data. I wanted to see the whites of the eyes of the Border Patrol agents. And back in July, I went down to the Yuma sector, just south of Yuma, where, frankly, some of the highest infiltration and illegal crossings were occurring. And got a couple good briefs there, took a tour of the border where I saw four different versions of the wall. And, you know, it's actually pretty straightforward. It's not as complicated as people are making it seem, but there is a solution to this, and, you know, finishing the physical barrier, which is, you know, Trump's 30-foot wall with the two fence lines behind it, is part of that solution. And anyone that doesn't think that that's a means to an end of really mitigating illegal immigration is has an alternative agenda. But in the areas where they have actually finished the new barrier facilities, they've had zero penetrations in the Yuma sector, so it does work. You know, if it didn't work, we wouldn't build gates around certain neighborhoods, and we wouldn't build walls around our own houses. So, but that's one piece of it. The second part is that we need to staff up and hire more Border Patrol agents. And, you know, they're currently at 18,000 people, and they have a federal mandate to be at 20,000. But the reality is they need about 25,000 in order to do their jobs correctly right now just because of the influx that they've had. And the third piece is we need to stop promising free stuff to people who get here illegally. And there is a direct correlation, you know, between Congress talking about amnesty. Whenever amnesty is mentioned or free health care and education like this H.R. I believe 6, which is the Hope and Dream Act, they see spikes in illegal immigration, and when the president talks about zero tolerance and cracking down and finishing the wall, they see the drops that you mentioned there. So those three ingredients, you know, finishing the physical barrier, giving the resources to the Border Patrol agents, and then stop offering free stuff to people who get here illegally are the right ingredients. And, you know, as an American, which is obviously what I am more than anything else, I'm a first generation American. And, you know, I had the privilege of growing up, in a household where my father immigrated here in 1959. And, you know, he worked as a construction worker. My grandfather started his own construction company when he got here. So I've seen what it looks like to start from square one and see the hard work translate into success. And, frankly, I wouldn't have been able to live the life that I've lived and really the American dream that I've been able to experience had my parents and, you know, my father and my grandfather come here through other means. So, right. You know, I of all people, am very appreciative of the processes and the procedures that we have.
Well, that's what, you know, I was going to joke with you and say, look, your last name's Garcia. Why would you want a wall? I find it, you know, I first of all, I find it highly racist that when the other side, when the Democrats talk about the wall, they only talk about the Hispanic population. Like, the only people coming through are Mexicans? Are we serious? Is that the only thing you're focused on? There's all kinds of people coming up from the South. This is protecting yourself from everybody, not from just the Mexicans, which is what they try to draw the picture as. Your family
That's
came
right.
here. They made something of themselves. Yep. You looked at that. You saw that. And now you truly are as a first-generation person, you're truly living that dream too, because you graduated from high school, you graduated from the education system, you've made some decent investments, you've grown, you're raising your family here. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, you know, I had the fortune of going to the U.S. Naval Academy and then serving in our nation's U.S. Navy as an F-18 pilot for about 15 years of active duty time there. Along the way, I was able to get a grad school education at Georgetown University. I took up real estate as kind of a hobby and a passion, and I had the fortune of, you know, realizing when the markets were peaking and when the right time to buy was, and I've done pretty well with the real estate stuff, but it wasn't luck, and it wasn't someone giving it to me. It was the product of hard work and frankly doing my homework, doing my research, and you know, as folks who know me will testify, I don't go into any battles that I don't think I can win. And to do that, you really need to do your homework. My wife, Rebecca, she's 33 years old and owns her own interior design firm, and she's doing extremely well. And, we have two boys, Preston and Jed, who are 13 and 3 years old. And
yeah, I thought you were a smart guy, but you just gave your wife's age out over the air on national radio.
That would be bragging
when you get off the phone.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I may not be trainable, but that's true.
No, he's a fighter pilot. He's always you're used to living on the edge. I get it. I tease people all the time. First, I say if walls didn't work, then the Berlin Wall had no effect. But we all know it had an effect. And
that's right.
I don't know if you're familiar with this, a young man by the name of Brian Colfash. He lost three limbs in the war, and he got back here. He saw what was happening, and he took it on himself to start raising money for the wall. And not just the wall, a whole system. And what he did was he raised money, and he's been able to build the wall for about 40% of what the government was going to build it for, the same exact wall. He put a concrete causeway, whatever you want to call it. He's got lights, he's got cameras, and he's got sensors in the ground. So
Yep. We've
watched him do this, and now they have video of the coyotes coming up over these hills. They see the fence, they turn around and leave. So if it doesn't work... I don't know what dictionary these people are using. I'm totally confused.
Physics and facts are stubborn things, and the reality is that when you're looking at a 30-foot wall that, you know, also goes pretty far out of the ground, and then there's two more layers after that and all sorts of technology wrapped around it that we shouldn't talk about, but you do turn away, and the reality is that it works.
Right. So we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back... We're going to talk about health care, you know, because as good, solid Republicans, we want everybody to die. Don't you know that? So when we come back, we'll talk more about that. Joe Patino, your host. Don't go far.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun?
because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. It wasn't here, that a whole different meeting back in the 70s. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Also, you know, we have Android and Apple apps. You just have to go, you know, you guys ought to do it. If you have an Apple, if you have an Android phone, you know how to do this. Go up to the appropriate store, grab it. It's free. I don't charge for it. And you can listen live, you can watch live, you can send messages during the show, you can do all kinds of stuff. Once you pull the application down. As many of you know, I live in California's 25th Congressional District. We are, well, we're seatless, but we were seatless even when somebody was sitting in the seat, as far as I was concerned. But that's a story for another day. Katie Hill, when she resigned, she left that seat open. And it's being vied for right now by, I think, three different people right now. Mike Garcia, Steve Knight, and Papadopoulos. And that's one we'll talk about in a minute. But Mike Garcia joins me now to talk about his candidacy and what he's going to do for us. Mike, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Mike. So let's get down to some of the issues that, you know, people are looking at and trying to figure out. Health care, for instance, okay? Health care for all. Health care for everybody, no questions asked. And we'll go to socialized medicine
Or do you think this needs to be measured and done right?
Well, you know, obviously you framed it perfectly for me. It does need to be measured. It needs to be done right. The bottom line is that, you know, what we were told about Obama's Unaffordable Care Act, it was frankly not true. We weren't able to keep our doctors. The costs did not go down. And I think universally across the board, pretty much every American is now in a worse position relative to healthcare and coverage and premiums and deductibles than we were 4 or 5 years ago. So it was a bad answer. We need to do something different. I'm not a big fan of just blowing something up without having a plan B in place, but for me personally, the plan B requires not only, you know, you to be able to keep your physician, but also to give you more options. And, you know, I work at a great company with great benefits, and my premiums doubled or tripled. My deductibles tripled. And frankly, I was only given two or three options when it came to the healthcare plan. And you know, part of the problem, in my opinion, is that when you look at health insurance compared to, say, the car insurance business, you know, you've got hundreds, at least dozens of car insurance businesses vying for your business and for your contract, right? So, but unfortunately, in the modern era with healthcare, we only have a couple that we get to choose from. So, to me, it's all about, you know, you see the 200 members of the volunteers out there who are in their red shirts, Mike Garcia for Congress. On the back of that shirt, it says capitalism, competition, and the Constitution. And this is one of those industries where we can certainly use a lot more competition and allow, you know, capitalism to flourish and rebalance the supply and demand side of healthcare. And right now, the big healthcare institutions are really driving the show, and there's no checks and balances to that to allow us to get better value out of it.
But this is a perfect example where government got too much into this. They got their fingers too much into it, and this is why in some cases, it's ineffective, it's expensive, and it takes forever to get things done. And in some states, we've seen premiums jump to over 220% higher than they were before the quote-unquote Affordable Care Act. And people won't admit to it because then they have to admit to failure. You know, I work, one of my jobs is with a government agency, so to speak, and we've seen those premiums climb like crazy. So here's something that's been passed on to a government agency that's paid for with taxpayer dollars. They're getting hit all over the place and they don't even know it. And all this money that we're wasting and we're spending, somebody, you know, a thing that's close to your heart and mine, is our vets. While still ignoring our vets. We have closed bases here in California. We have homeless vets. We could be turning those bases, or we could be turning some of those areas into places where the vets can come. They can live. They can get the health care that they need. They can get taken care of. Give me some ideas around our vets. What can we do to make life better for them? As we should.
Yeah, you know, and unfortunately, you hit on a few things, and it's almost like you've heard my stump speech before, but the bottom line is that the government isn't good at business. They're not good at administrative work. There's a few things we need the big federal government to do. The military is certainly one of them, but one of the key elements of that military support and infrastructure is taking care of not only the active duty members, but also our veterans, and they frankly have failed at that, and it's not a party thing. It's not a Republican or Democrat problem. It's a government problem. People tend to forget about the veterans. The other reality is, you know, since 9/11, the number of veterans who have served in combat is well above what we normally see as a result of, say, the Vietnam War, Korea, World War II even. And our troops today are not just going overseas for a year or two to Vietnam and coming home. They're going to Afghanistan for a year, then Iraq for a year, then Syria for 6 months. And over the course of a 10-year service record, they're in theater 3 to 5 times in many cases. So that's a whole different level of complexity when you're starting to talk about mental health problems and physical challenges that they're experiencing. And, you know, the VA is just not set up for that properly. The bottom line is we've got a contract with our veterans, and if we expect to have Americans sign up to serve our nation, we need to be able to make that promise and hold and keep that promise. And a lot of it comes from, you know, allowing veterans to have more choices on the backside and not necessarily having to go through the VA, maybe going through privatized health options as well, that, especially the mental service piece of that. But for me, there's a lot of low-hanging fruit, and there's a lot of, frankly, you know, flagrant violations of what we think is right and just. And when you have members of the assembly, the House Assembly in our state, you know, like Christy Smith, who's running, you know, against me on the Dem side, talking about getting free health care and education benefits to illegal immigrants, when that level of privilege is not being passed on to our veterans, you know, that is an appalling thing that I think most Americans are not holding our politicians accountable for. And there's a lot of low-hanging fruit and opportunities there to take care of our vets better than foreigners.
So let's move on to leadership. And when I say that, you know, I've been involved in the Republican Party now out here for quite a few years. And when it comes to California, people have kind of flushed California to a big degree when it comes to Republicans. We're kind of like the redheaded stepchild. They come out, they get money from us. You know, a lot of the candidates come from other states to get money here, but there's no money actually put in here. And right now, we've got three candidates. We have, you know, George Papadopoulos, who does not live in the area, new to the whole process, but because he's close to Trump, close to D.C., he feels like he can do something for us. Steve Knight, who actually ran before, was our representative before Katie Hill, now has decided that he would be the best choice to run again. You, and in all fairness, have never been involved in any kind of legislative process. You've not been involved in being in an elected position. And leadership is silent as to who they're helping, who they're not helping, what they would like to see happen, and how much money they're going to put into this area. It leaves the party floundering and wondering. Give me your thoughts on this.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, you would have an institution that could recognize when there was a clear leader, when there was an opportunity to really take a seat like this back, which is so critical. They I think, have had the opportunity to recognize that, you know, and I'm not going to point fingers, but I'm also not going to be too tactful or delicate in this fashion. I do believe that we've been running this race now in my campaign for 10 months. We've demonstrated that we can win. We've demonstrated, you know, the five opponents that I was running against 2 months ago are no longer in the race anymore. Okay, we're the only ones standing. That's not a coincidence. That's the result of hard work. And frankly, our team is just very enthusiastic and the message is resonating. But from day one, I've told, you know, our supporters, I've told my team, and frankly, I've told pretty much everyone that comes to one of our rallies that this isn't about the GOP versus the Democrat parties. This isn't a party thing. It's about doing the right thing for the country. And we need to plan to win organically. We need to plan to win, regardless of what levels of support we get. I would love to have, you know, the big party come in here and help us on the finance side. I think eventually that will happen. But the reality is we will be able to win, with or without it. And, you know, I think light bulbs are going on. We lost the seat for a reason last election. And, you know, I'll be honest, I like Steve Knight. He's a good American. He served his country. But he lost by a margin of, you know, loss that was well above and beyond any of the other seats that were lost in California. This was supposed to be a seat that we didn't lose. So, you know, again, not a coincidence. It's a lack of dedication. It's a lack of hard work. And, you know, he has the name ID, but, you know, again, you got to be able to work for it. You can't take things for granted. So we're certainly not taking things for granted on our end. Papadopoulos, I think, is overestimating how close he is to the president and the level of support he'll get. You know, he is a convicted felon. He doesn't live in the district. So, you know, the fact that you worked for the administration, but then went to prison for lying to the FBI, to me is not a reason for us to vote for you. It's not a reason for us to give you a job and hire you as our representative, especially if you're not in the district.
So we're up against it real quick. Would you support the president and his policies?
Yeah, and I do. Very few people remember that, you know, Americans were getting their heads cut off on TV a few years ago. This president has fixed that. All, you know, the economy's hitting on eight cylinders. We're in the best position this nation has been in the history of our country.
All right, Mike, I'll put up your information. Thanks for being with me. Next hour, we've got a smorgasbord of crazy stories going on, how much money you spent the day after Thanksgiving. So you know that the economy's doing well. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back.